How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm Phil.
Nice to meet you.
Phil Joy lives in a cozy two-story house in downtown Juneau. It's nicely decorated. There's a big shelf packed with books and photos, and on the windowsill, a few slightly wilted bonsai trees.
Yeah, they're peppers. They're struggling a little bit now, especially the Thai chili one, but that's what happens.
He points to the cloudy sky outside. It's a cool, overcast day in June, but it's warm inside, thanks in part to the newest piece of home decor, a sleek white heat pump unit mounted high on the wall. When Joy moved to Juneau back in 2021, his realtor told him heat pumps were getting popular in town. That got him interested. Then earlier this year, he found some extra motivation.
When they passed the Inflation Reduction Act, I was like, oh, well, maybe I can make this work financially.
The bill introduced federal rebates and tax incentives for heat pumps to help homeowners like Joy cut their emissions. With the new funding, Joy said ditching his old oil furnace became a no-brainer.
I'm concerned about climate change, and this was a way, especially with our electricity being, 100% renewable, it was a way to get off of oil almost completely at the house.
Heat pumps use electricity and refrigerants to heat and cool the air. They're much more efficient than traditional heating and cooling systems, and if they're hooked up to a source of renewable electricity, they're emissions-free. Experts have pointed to them as a climate solution. Buzz around heat pumps has been growing in places with cheap hydropower, like Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka. But homeowners in those communities face long wait times to get one.
You don't want to wait until it gets cold, and then you think, oh, I should get a heat pump. And then you end up getting one in the spring because you had to wait all winter to get through the line to get your heat pump.
That's Andy Romanoff, executive director of Alaska Heat Smart. It's a Juneau-based nonprofit that helps homeowners navigate the process of switching to heat pumps. Romanoff said they have a list of close to 100 people who hope to get one, but getting through that list could take more than a year, and it's just a fraction of the eligible households. In simple terms, cutting emissions fast would mean picking up the pace on heat pump installation. But Romanoff's group doesn't install heat pumps. He says local heating and plumbing companies do.
We're just not sure how to speed things up.
Installers like Gary Smith don't have the answer either. He owns Schmalk Mechanical Contractors with branches in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka. He says many contractors are already working at an unsustainable pace. To stay in business in small communities, Smith's employees have to be able to juggle a wide variety of jobs, things like plumbing, refrigeration, and other types of heating, not just heat pumps.
If the heat pump installation market is just trickling, you can't justify having a guy doing nothing but that.
But Smith acknowledges that the heat pump market is starting to boom.
There's a lot of people putting in a heat pump, replacing a perfectly good heating system.
So he's trying to figure out how to adjust. The obvious solution might be hiring more installers. But a workforce shortage for people in the skilled trades is a nationwide problem. Smith says one solution might be reimagining the way contractors do their work, a move towards specialization, basically the opposite of what they've done for years.
Our kind of plan moving forward is we need to get maybe a person in each town that installs heat pumps. Like, they have a van that is only made for installing heat pumps.
Smith and other installers say they're waiting for a moment when demand for heat pumps reaches some sort of tipping point. And they see it on the horizon as climate experts emphasize the need to cut greenhouse gas emissions fast. For Juneau homeowner Phil Joy, it took 6 months to get his heat pump installed, from January to June. But he says it was worth the wait.
It just got plugged yesterday. So yeah, it seems to be working okay. I'm excited about it, yeah.
And as installers adjust, all homeowners can do is be patient. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.